Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Halfway home here on a Thursday, and it is a thirsty Thursday. I am thirsty. I got some coffee brewed, feeling good, feeling great. We had Nick Fidel join us last hour, talking some Warriors. Preseason almost over. Another game mañana at Chase Center. Warriors, Clippers, and there's a cool giveaway they're doing for the first 10,000 fans there. We've been mentioning it all morning long. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube right now, because you could click on YouTube, watch us on there, watch us on Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer, baby. And as always, Joe, going to be live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're going to have Jennifer Lee Chan join us shortly.
Why didn't pick him?
But before we get to JLC, Dub Nation, Warriors basketball's back. Don't miss your chance to see the Warriors take on the Clippers tomorrow. Chase Center. Be there, be square. First 10,000 fans in attendance will get a Best Buddies bobblehead. Buy your tickets at warriors.com. But for your chance to score one of those bobbleheads, as I'm holding it up right here for our YouTube and Twitch audience to see, be caller number 5 to the contest line. 415-523-4652. Again, caller number 5 to the contest line. 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. This thing's sweet.
It is cool. It's really cool. I do want one.
I don't know if we have extras. I'm going to keep this one, though.
Diehard Warrior fan over there.
Benny's a diehard Stephen Curry fan, as we were talking about.
Yeah, but that's
Steph.
Jimmy and Buddy.
Yeah, but like they're teammates of Steph, so their aura has rubbed off on them, and now Steph's aura is a part of Jimmy and Buddy. So there you go. Not your buddy, guy. Dude, this is, I'm telling you, we've gotten amazing with the bobblehead, like the features and everything. This looks just like them. Dude, Joe, like seriously, do you remember the bobbleheads like 2000, 2001? Their faces look nothing like what they actually look like. Like a Barry Bonds bobblehead? Please. Looked like it was molded out of Play-Doh.
I don't even know if there is a Barry Bonds bobblehead out there.
No?
I mean, there might be. I don't remember one.
Well, there's a lot of wrong answers only in the chat with a Barry Bonds bobblehead, I'm sure, what it would look like. I know you're scoffing there. It is nice to be talking about Warriors basketball, though, as we were like knee-deep in all the 49ers and the quarterback talk and Mac Jones. We'll get into it with Jennifer Lee Chan here momentarily, covers the team for NBC Sports Bay Area. But it's so refreshing to talk about the Warriors, yo. I know it ended horribly,
and
it was Steph, and it was the hamstring, and I don't know, man. It's fun to have optimism about the team heading into this season.
What's more frustrating, though, talking about Kuminga's contract for 8 months, or the 49ers wide receiver stuff over the last 2 years?
Oh, God. I mean, the Kuminga one only because people are so angry about it.
What are they angry?
No, they're just angry. You say Jonathan Kuminga, people
get
upset.
They're angry about it.
They're either angry in favor of him or angry because they can't stand him. It's just anger. Brandon Ayuk, like, there was some, like, people getting, like, disgruntled, like, upset. And then it was more just like, damn, his knee got shredded. And then it was like, this whole season sucked, right? Like, there was more of that. And he was kind of the poster child for it. And then that was where fans were at with that. And it sucks that we might not be able to see him, like, at his strongest ever again. Like, we don't know. Like we're talking about Fred Warner, you know, he dealing with a season-ending injury, dislocating his ankle. I don't know if he's ever going to look the same again. How could you know with some of these things? Like, we're all just saying, hey, Nick Bosa, hey, third ACL tear, hey, he's going to be fine. How do you know that? I don't know. So to put any expectations on these guys coming back, like they're just automatically going to be perfect again, I think is a little insane, personally. As we're monitoring Brock Purdy's toe, Joe, and what's going on there. I know I took it in your question to me and ran with it
a little bit.
But like, just how we talk about injuries, I think, is kind of insane as fan base. I know we want to be positive all the time, and I get that. But it puts an unfair expectation on these guys when they do come back. Like, I'm judging. How are we going to judge Brock Purdy going forward? I really don't know. I don't. When he does come back. I don't know.
I don't know. I was looking at the video. I think it looks, I mean, you have him throwing yesterday. It looks like it's the left foot. No one has asked what foot it is.
Oh, we haven't? I guess that's true. We haven't really. Does it
or maybe they haven't disclosed what foot it is.
Well, have they said like the planting foot?
Nothing. Okay. So we don't know if it's left or right, but I thought it was left. I wrote down a bunch of numbers. What was that?
We got her. JLC, you wrote down a bunch of numbers. You want to mention those before we get to Jennifer Lee Chan?
I wrote down a bunch of numbers, and we can get to Jennifer Lee Chan here in a second. But, like, Kendrick Bourne in two games has more yards than Juwan Jennings had in two of his four seasons in the NFL.
That's pretty insane.
Before this year.
And, of course, Juwan Jennings then, he was behind the likes of Ayuk, Debo.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to hate on him. I'm just saying, like, in two games, like, that's how prolific Kendrick Bourne has been. It's crazy.
And why has Kendrick Bourne been the number one target for some of those? Well, Juwan Jennings either not being there or too busy yelling at the head coach on the sideline.
Well, that and Mac Jones, the synergy.
There you go. By the way, you mentioned it. Jennifer Lee Chan joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. And let's pick it up right there. Jennifer, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. What did you make of the Juwan Jennings, Kyle Shanahan back and forth, them yelling at each other, them kind of, you know, Kyle poo-pooing it, you know, Juwan saying, hey, you got to ask Kyle about it. And do you think that's going to have lingering effects going forward?
I think generally with Kyle, it's kind of one and done. So he's over it, and I think Juwan should be as well. But there was definitely some serious conflict that lasted longer than one or two plays. They were definitely kind of jawing at each other for several minutes during the game. And it didn't seem to calm down much, but Juwan Jennings didn't go back out in the game. So it's not like he was like, okay, you're done for the day. He went back out there and had one catch. But not what we've seen from Juwan in the past. I don't know whether that has been an issue for him. I have no idea. But Juwan has been out of practice, and you know, all he wants is to play. He's got bonus incentives in his contract now, so getting out there on the field is really important to him financially.
So, you said he wants to get out there? I didn't get clarity. Did he practice yesterday, Juwan?
He did practice yesterday in a limited fashion, so he was out there.
Okay, and Ricky Pearsall did not.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, so right now, if you had to make a guess, who are their wideouts on Sunday night?
I think it's what you've been seeing in the past. I think it is Juwan Jennings, Kendrick Bourne. Sky Moore was working on the side field, so I think he'll be out there to return. Potentially, Jordan Watkins will do that. He was also out there. He hasn't been out there in a while with a calf injury, so he was out there. Also limited fashion, but it's going to be Marquez Valdez-Scantling. It's going to be DeMarcus Robinson, Juwan, and Kendrick. So that's what you're probably going to see on Sunday night.
Okay, now getting to the quarterback. I saw some videos of Brock Purdy kind of throwing or whatever. Did he do rollouts? Did he, did he sprint? Did he cut? Like, I don't know. When people say limited participant, most of us fans don't have a feel for, like, what that looks like.
He did the usual stuff. Again, Mac Jones has taken the first rep, so usually that kind of indicates who could start. So when we asked Kyle Shanahan, you know, who is more limited, Brock is more limited with the toe than Mac Jones is with the knee and the obliques. So both of them are kind of banged up, but I think Mac Jones is going to get another start on Sunday.
What foot is it for Brock Purdy?
I think it's his right, but no one's ever specified, but I do think it's his right toe, which, you know, is push-off toe. So that makes a huge difference in his throws and his mechanics. And so remember Trey Lance and the finger. No one wants to have a small injury like that change a body mechanic of a quarterback because that can be detrimental in the long run. So, you know, they don't want to put Brock out there before it's time. So I think it's going to be Mac Jones again on Sunday night.
Talking to Jennifer Lee Chan here on the River Islands guest line, Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky. Jennifer covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area, does a hell of a job. She's been at all the practices. She is very tapped in on the lay of the land down there. And Jennifer, the big talking points obviously have been the quarterbacks and what to expect from them. And, you know, Kyle, you know, seems to love what Mac Jones is doing. How could you not, given where he was prior to this season as a backup? Like, I don't know. Would you guess that Brock is back? Like, if you had to guess, educated, you don't know here. Yeah, next week, Texans, the week after against the Giants. I only say that because the trade deadline is fastly approaching. And I wonder where this team feels like they're at. Are they closer to being buyers, sellers? I know I'm throwing a lot at you right now, Jennifer, but where would you guess, you know, Brock Purdy would return?
I mean, I think if he does more this week, the fact that he's limited and not out this week makes it look like he's on his way back. So potentially next week or the week after. I know they want to be careful with him, but the fact that he's limited this week and he is throwing, I think that does help. I would say next week at the earliest. So trade deadline wise, you know, now it just depends on if they win this week and they win the next week, then yes, I think, okay, then they've got a chance. But they're not in a situation where one player puts them over the top. In 2019, one player put them over the top. It was Emmanuel Sanders, and it did change the dynamics of the whole team, right? So getting Emmanuel Sanders did push them towards the playoffs and into the Super Bowl. And Chase Young was 2023. He was the guy that they thought was going to push them over the edge. He had a great Super Bowl, not a great, you know, playoff run. But I think, you know, when you're looking at the roster, is there one player that's going to push them over the top? I don't know. I think they need two or three. So that might be too expensive for them to do that. Reading between the lines of what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday or Monday, it was like, yeah, we're always looking, but, you know, we're not in the same position as we were in 2019 or 2023. So I don't know if they do it, but if they win the next two or three games, then maybe they do. Then it's, you know, okay, you've got a chance, a bigger chance. So then maybe one player or two player does push you over the edge. But at this point, I think they're just kind of going to see how it goes.
What's going on with George Kittle at practice? What's he able to do?
He did everything that he normally does in that early portion of practice that's open. I mean, we only get to watch the first, like, 15 minutes where they're doing kind of, you know, their calisthenics with the training staff. They do positional drills. He looked like himself when he was running and catching passes from Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, so that's a good sign. He didn't look, you know, he is listed as limited, but he didn't look like he was not doing things that he normally does in pre-practice. He was doing everything that we've seen him past.
Okay. What's going on with Brandon Ayuk? Is his window ever going to open up here? Is it just kind of, we don't know? I mean, will we see him potentially before the deadline?
Kyle Shanahan said on Monday that potentially, you know, the target date is week 10. So we're still a few weeks off. This is a year anniversary. Week-wise, it was week 7 last year when he tore his ACL, MCL, and suffered that cartilage damage. And just, it's a devastating, horrific injury. You know, it's crazy to me that Malik Mustafa is back on the field already with the ACL injury. He healed so fast. I know it was a graft that tore. But, I mean, everybody wants Brandon Ayuk to be back on the field. It's been a long road. He's, you know, John Lynch said he's out on the practice field rehabbing, but it's just, that one's a tough one to come back from because there was so much complication in the knee injury. So they want him to come back, of course, and they hope so, but it's not until, they don't have a timeline yet. So the target date is hopefully around week 10.
Jennifer, what do you think the ceiling is on this season right now? I think that's where a lot of Niner fans are looking, like, okay, how many more big blows can we take? Bosa, out for the year. Fred Warner, out for the year. We've missed Kittle for basically the entire season outside of a half. We've missed our starting quarterback. We played $200+ million for most of the games this season. And somehow, some way, they are 4-2. But what do you think is, I know, it's crazy. Like, what do you think the ceiling is on this team and this squad right now?
It's a lot to be seen right now. Fred Warner is a huge loss. Tatum Bethune, I thought, did a nice job. But there were a lot of mistakes on the defense during the game, missed assignments. And so whether they can clean that up with Tatum Bethune and Dee Winters behind the defensive line, they're going to have to play all 11. So, they need to have everybody contribute. They need to, and Bijan Robinson this Sunday, it's going to be a tough one. So the defensive line needs to really stop the run and help out Tatum Bethune and Dee Winters because, Fred Warner obviously does it all, and he's one of the best players in the league. And for him to be, out for the season is a huge blow. But they have a lot of faith. Christian McCaffrey told me yesterday, he's like, these guys run hard, they play fast, they hit. He's like, I'm excited to see what they have to do. So, I think this next game where we see what Tatum Bethune and Dee Winters can do out there without Fred, that's the true test. So then you can kind of gauge a little bit more how they'll look the rest of the season. The thing about Fred Warner is that he's such a leader that everything he does and says still lingers, even when he's not in the locker room. The fact that he spoke to the team after the injury and was positive, I think that means a lot to the team. They are still riding on that, okay, Fred Warner says that we have to keep fighting, that we have to keep playing hard. And, for him to be positive in the light of the injury that he had, I think that impacts the team so much. And so, as much as his leadership can kind of linger in his absence, I think that will help. But Sunday is going to be a true test, and we'll kind of see where they are at that point on Sunday night. Then we'll kind of know what the barometer will be for the rest of the season.
Talking to Jennifer Lee Chen here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Jennifer covers the 49ers, NBC Sports Bay Area. Jennifer, what are they saying in Kyle Shanahan and the coaching staff about Mykel Williams this season? First-round pick, number 11 overall out of Georgia. A lot of expectations for this guy. It's kind of their highest draft pick in a long time. And what have they made, like Kyle Shanahan, some of the defensive staff, Chris Kocurek, what have you, about his development this season?
They really like what he's done. He had a little bit of a setback with the hyperextension of the knee, so that kind of set him back a little bit. The more reps he gets, the better he keeps getting. He got his first sack on Sunday, which is great. I think a lot of it for young guys, especially in this position, especially as a first-round draft pick, it takes a little while to get their confidence. There's a lot of pressure on a first-round pick, and even more pressure with Nick Bosa being gone. Now there's so much responsibility on the rest of the defensive line to stop the run, to get pressure. And it's not necessarily, a guy who gets a ton of sacks. He is a guy who stops the run. He stops the middle. And so for him to be able to, they don't want to put too much on him, but for him to stay in the middle and stop the run, which would be a test on Sunday, I think his confidence is going to go up as long as he keeps making plays. And they've liked his development so far. The medical issues coming out, like after that hyperextension, it always sets the player back, especially a rookie. It's a big transition from college to the NFL, and he's going to get there. It's just going to take him a little bit of time, but you see progress every week.
So one, under the radar roster thing that's been driving me insane for about a month now, Luke Gifford, I don't get why they keep suiting him up. They keep telling me he's great on special teams, yet their special team sucks, and they refuse to play the 75th overall pick in Nick Martin. Is this kid going to play? The third round is where you plug and play players. I want to see him on the field. Is there any indication that Nick Martin might get suited up this week?
I actually asked Kyle Shanahan that yesterday when he spoke, and he said now Nick Martin's got an opportunity. He's been a healthy scratch, and yes, they want him to get out there and do more, but he's going to have a chance now. So I would think that you see a little bit more from Nick Martin. Maybe he's active for game day because Fred Warner is out. I know they also want him to progress in the right way, right? They want to get him out there and have his confidence be high and not, you know, go out there and not be ready. And then sometimes those types of bumps in, on along the road can impact a rookie. So not saying that that's the case, but I know they wanted to be confident enough to go out there and really be able to show what he's capable of. So I would think that his opportunity is coming up now that Fred Warner is out for the season, but we'll see on Sunday.
Okay. Jennifer, great stuff this morning. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There she goes. Jennifer Lee Chan covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area and joined us on the River Islands Guest Line.
She's great. I really like Jennifer. She's succinct, gives you great information, insights. She's on it. She really pays attention in practice. Like, I have tremendous respect for her. Like, the Nick Martin thing is driving me insane. This is a defense that was god-awful last year.
Yeah.
No, god awful.
They were playing they were starting Devondre Campbell.
Which is criminal. No, it's criminal. And this thing like, well, D Winters wasn't ready. And Devondre Campbell is terrible. I don't care if he's not ready.
Give me whatever mistakes D Winters is throwing out there over whatever the hell Devondre Campbell was. He wasn't giving me anything.
Marquis Siegel is making a lot of mistakes right now, right? I would much rather watch Marquis Siegel than watch Jair Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Is kind of crazy because, God, the stock was so high on Jair coming out, too. Tig Brown, man.
Well, you got to play these guys to, like, get a feel for what they are. Luke Gifford, this argument that, like, well, we had to sign Luke Gifford. We got to make our special teams good. Right now, let me ask you, what's the more dire unit for this team? What is really winning and losing games to them right now? And I know special teams is important, but what's more important? Their base defense.
Yes.
Getting
yes.
pressure on the quarterback.
I haven't really even worried. Like, I know special teams is a worry, but ever since Pinheiro's been here, like, that part of it, it's like, okay, I don't have to worry about field goal kicks anymore. That's nice. Now, the return game, that's another question mark. But Joe, they got Bijan Robinson coming on Sunday. You better believe it's that defensive front in that middle of that defense. Well,
they better get creative and just get some speed and some hitters out on the field. Luke Gifford scares no one. Scares no one.
No.
Right? And so, like, I want to see Nick Martin play. I don't care if he over pursues. He might take somebody's head off. You know what this team needs in the worst way right now? A guy who could separate someone from the ball and create a turnover. Mm. And what I know won't happen? Luke Gifford making a play.
Well, especially
and
now.
And I'm not picking on him. It's just, watch the games.
Especially now, Fred Warner. Fred Warner was that guy. And he's gone. You're not going to replace Fred Warner, but can you give me someone that's at least closer as an athlete to him? Because, you know, Gifford's, he's a stiff. Let's just be honest. He does have the lateral quickness. He's out there whiffing. I always see missed tackles from him. He's not giving me anything. Give me Nick Barton. Give me the upside. You know what, Michael Williams? Yeah, it's been up and down, but you know what? He's going to have a major test this Sunday, and I feel better about him in the middle of that defense right now than I do Yeter Gross-Matos, right?
If I hear about that name one more time, my head's going to explode. He stinks, too.
Great guy, great contract there.
I'm just tired of hearing about journeyman players who aren't good, who are constantly injured, how they're going to make this, you know, they're going to make a leap.
I think there's going to be a big test for Michael Williams. I'm actually excited for him to see because he is a Georgia native, went to the University of Georgia, Atlanta coming into town. Best player in football for my money right now is Bijan Robinson, what he's been able to do, running, pass catcher. If he wants to be a quarterback, as Baldy said, he probably could do that if he wanted to. He is unbelievable. It's going to be their biggest test as far as a run game is concerned is this Sunday. And if Michael Williams, if he is looked at as that guy to stop the run, no bigger test than Bijan Robinson. I'm looking for him to have a good performance this Sunday.
Look, they took Upton Stout 100, okay, and they took Nick Martin, 75th overall. And I'm going to pound the table on this. You know I wanted a running back. And, like, I get why you took a linebacker. Believe me, I understand it. But you need to suit him up if you took him. The New York Giants took Cam Scadaboo after both of those picks. And you know I loved him. We all loved him out.
We were talking
about the most layup pick of all time,
Joe,
for Shanahan.
We were talking about Arizona State football on our airways. I'm sure Nahegan didn't like that day. But we do because of Scadaboo. It was incredible.
There are other guys that have made contributions that have been drafted later. You know, the wide receiver Royals, who's making plays for Kansas City, he was drafted after both of those players. And look, Kansas City is a unique situation, but there's, you know, the safety for the Jets who's playing more, who's a Bama guy. Like, there are a lot of impact players that are taken in the third and fourth rounds. And right now, Upton Stout is playing, which is good, but he's not, like, contributing a lot. And they have Chase Lucas, who I wonder who's better currently right now. They also took Jordan Watkins in the fourth round. Right? And that's a wide receiver who has yet to see the field. So you're looking at like C.J. West, rotational, you know, D tackle currently. Upton Stout, kind of getting cooked. But at least he's playing. Like, at least he's playing. And I'm okay with that. But Nick Martin hasn't even suited up. Like, that's preposterous. What are we doing? It's preposterous.
This is what Kyle Shanahan had to say yesterday speaking to the media before we hit this break on all the injury updates.
All right, injuries for today. We got Yetur knee, hamstring will be out. Ricky knee will be out. Sky Moore ankle will be out. Trent Williams vet day. Christian vet day. Jordan Watkins calf limited. Brock Purdy toe limited. Mac Jones knee oblique limited. Pooney knee limited. Kevin Givens pec limited. Juwan Jennings ankle rib shoulder limited. Renardo Green neck limited. C.J. West thumb limited. George Kittle hamstring limited. Clea Davis hand limited.
A lot of limited there.
Can we go to the beginning? I'm going to start counting. Go. Right, let's go.
One,
go to the beginning. Go.
Two, three, go.
All right. Injuries for today. We got Yetur knee, hamstring will be out. Ricky knee will be out. Sky Moore ankle will be out. Trent Williams vet day. Christian vet day. Jordan Watkins calf limited. Brock Purdy toe limited. Mac Jones knee oblique limited. Pooney knee limited. Kevin Givens pec limited. Juwan Jennings ankle rib shoulder limited. Renardo Green neck limited. 12. C.J. West thumb limited. George Kittle hamstring 14. Limited. Clea Davis hand 15. Limited.
Ankle, rib, shoulder. What is this? Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Okay, that doesn't even include Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. And those. There are 15 guys he named.
We're not laughing at these players being hurt. We're laughing at the absurdity of the situation.
You have a 53-man roster. 15 of their 53 are in some capacity, like, really injured. How many others are like, this is ridiculous?
So, guys, really quick, as we were, you know, prepping for the show yesterday, I did a deep dive through our sound sheet. That was the second longest injury update that we have cut from Kyle Shanahan this year. The longest was a couple weeks ago, but that's just how absurd these things are getting. There are so many long-winded injury reports.
You know who's not on that list? Isaac Arendo and Brian Robinson. Those guys can't sniff a carry right now.
None. Yeah, but we can give the guy with bilateral Achilles tendonitis like 500 touches.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Like, Isaac Arendo on special teams, like, is just...
Well, they pulled him out to kick returns, Joe. Did you hear Shanahan? He said this yesterday.
We just wanted to give B-Rob an opportunity. Nothing overly bad for Isaac to lose it or anything, but nothing overly good to keep it. So we want to give someone else a shot, see how it went, and something we'll keep evaluating.
You know, that's how he feels about special teams in general. Not overly bad, not overly good, just meh. That's like Kyle Shanahan to a T when it comes to special teams. Eh. All right, let's break.
You know what, though? I do want to get into to something regarding their wide receivers. Ricky's got to get back on the field.
They miss him.
No, like, he really does, to salvage their draft from last year.
Because it's not looking good at all. This year's draft, by the way.
Well, we can get into that because we're facing a guy in Atlanta who isn't playing as much as Michael, but has had more impact.
And that's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
From KCBS, the PA voice of the Warriors at Chase Center. Here's your starting lineup for the morning roast on 95.7 The Game. At A-Chair, 5'11", from San Francisco State University, Joe Spadoni. And in the B-Chair, 5'10", from Reardon High School, Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky.
Who the hell is that?
He literally just said his name.
I didn't have my headphones on.
He literally just said it. Sam, you want to educate this man?
That there, Joseph, was our own Steve Scott, our friend over at KCBS. He anchors the morning news from 5:30 to 10. And he is the PA voice at Chase Center. So yesterday I went up to Steve and said, "Hey, Steve, you have a great voice. I'd love you to record some rejoins." And since he's done PA work for so long, guys, this is the same guy who introduced Michael Jordan and the rest of the Chicago Bulls during their entire run.
Mm-hmm.
So the same guy who introduced that great Bulls team is now introducing the starting lineup for the morning roast. And so, yeah, I thought that would be really cool.
Very cool. And he also did some work at Madison Square Garden. So the guy's been all over the place when it comes to showtime. And I mean the biggest of the big. It doesn't get any bigger than Michael Jordan. I don't care who's playing for the Knicks because they don't really have anyone. But Madison Square Garden and Stephen Curry.
I love
and then he's got Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky.
So, I mean, you know, like,
it's like the Mount Rushmore.
Every time I would go out into, like, public and I'd be with Bonte, people were like, "Huh, guy's like 5'2". Because, like, Bonte's a giant.
Yeah, he's really tall.
And it makes me look like tiny. I'm, like, a minuscule.
No.
Not that I'm large. I'm not by any means.
We're not.
But I'm average height.
Actually, you're above average height. I think the average male height globally is, like, 5'8".
Is it really?
I think so, something like that. There's a lot of, as they call them now, Joe, there's a lot of short kings
well,
these days.
Regardless, like, it's just funny when I see these things. Well, everyone's like, "Oh my God, you're taller." I'm like, "I'm not tall, A, but I'm definitely tiny compared to Bonte, who is the largest human being you've ever met besides Carter."
It's funny you bring that up. I was watching, I think it was the Kittle podcast. I don't know what it's called, him and his wife. And they had Christian McCaffrey on. And Christian McCaffrey, a lot of people walk up to him and say, "Wow, you're actually a lot taller than I thought."
No, he is tall.
And he says it, he's like, "You know, it's a blessing and a curse when you work with Cam Newton, because Cam is literally the biggest person you've ever seen." So it's just Cam being massive, not me being short, but I look short in comparison. What? Cam even makes, like, and George Kittle brought this up to me, he's like, "Dude, Cam made me feel small as a tight end."
Is he 6'5", 6 feet, like, not 6'1", 6 foot?
Christian McCaffrey, it's listed at 5'11".
No, he's a full bigger. 6 feet.
He's like probably 6 feet.
Yeah, he's a full 6 feet for sure.
And Cam is like 6'5", 6'6", chiseled out of granite, like the biggest person you've ever seen. Even today, I don't know if you've seen him up close. It's huge.
So when you see some of the OG quarterbacks, I've said this probably 50 times.
With his hat, he's 7 feet tall. It's true.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, Carson Palmer, me and my boy Crow saw him at the USC-Gonzaga basketball game. He comes walking by, and he's like, "Carson!" They had, like, chemistry or whatever together.
Is that when Bronny was on the team?
He had the heart condition, so he didn't play. He just did warm-ups.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, it's like Carson Palmer comes by, and I'm like, "Dear God, whatever his listed height is, he is humongous! He's one of the largest people I've ever seen in my life." And it's the head and the hands and, like, the shoulders, everything. And he's not, like, heavy by any means. Like, he's just thick.
6'5", he's listed 240.
This is
Carson Palmer, yeah, big guy.
He was huge, and he was in shape. He was not like, "Oh, this is like, you know, retired, out of shape." Carson Palmer looked incredible. And I was like, that is one of the largest human beings I've ever seen in my life.
Same, they're like listed at the same build. Same with Cam. Cam's 6'5", 245, and they're just...
Think of how big that... Like, it's humongous.
And you come off, like, in a weird way as taller when you are more, like, chiseled or, like beefcake.
For sure.
Not when you're, like, you're skinny, right? Because you've seen, you know, Brock Osweiler is a guy that's really tall, right? But not really big. You just saw he's, like, 6'6", whatever he is. Brock Osweiler, obviously former quarterback of the Broncos and Texans. I think he does work now for ESPN. Maybe we'll reach out to Brock next week as they play the Houston Texans.
You know who's low-key really big? Is Brock Purdy's lower body is insanely
it
big.
It is, but he's not tall at all.
He's got girth?
No, not at all.
At all.
But girthy-wise, yeah, oh, my
agree.
God.
Yeah.
He's got a rugby player build, which is what I would describe. So my cousin played rugby, and we were at the golf course at the driving range, and boom, Brock Purdy's there. And we go up, my cousin John's probably 6'3". You know, he's a little shorter than Bonte, but he's big. He's a big boy. And he was towering over Purdy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, damn.
Well, it's pretty incredible. As I watch other guys, and we're talking about just like size in the NFL and why, you know, Brock Purdy, just because Brock Purdy's getting hurt right now doesn't mean, you know, it's height exclusive. We were talking about Cam Newton. Guy got hurt a lot. Got put himself in harm's way. These things happen, whether he's 6'5", 5'10", 6', all the ends of the spectrum. But I look at a player like Jaden Daniels, who's going through some injuries right now. Like, he's listed at 6'4", but when I see him on TV, he's so skinny that he looks so looks frail, looks
he
small.
He needs to fill out.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's an interesting conversation.
I said that about Lamar years ago. Like, oh, he's going to probably have to fill out. And he's gotten way stronger.
Strong, yes.
But he's still wiry. And like, that would be the... But when you... You know, he's shredded. Don't get me wrong. He's completely shredded. But he's not as thick lower body as you would think he would for a guy who's a runner.
And even a guy like... And I always tell people this. Like, Tom Brady was like, God, well, you look at the combine. You look at how he looks. He's this gangly thing. No, Tom Brady is a big person.
He's huge.
If you look at Tom Brady, like, just, like, up close.
Oh, he's
even,
huge.
What is he listed as right here? He's 6. What is he?
I bet he's 6'4 and a half.
6'4.
Yeah.
6'4, 230. He's a big guy. And that's what he like. He always underrated his arm strength. He's got a hell of an arm. Well, that's how he was able to play till he was 45.
I look at someone like Aaron Rodgers, who's only 6'2. And when Peyton Manning and Tom Brady did that golf thing, when they remember the match?
The match. Was yeah.
I mean, they were towering over him.
Yep.
Towering over him.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And Mac Jones, as we're talking about like height mattering sometimes, Mac Jones being a little bit taller, it matters somewhat in the passing game. What are you laughing at over there? What are you chuckling about
just
as you're coughing?
The YouTube chat is just, I mean.
Come on.
I'm not reading them.
Oh, you're not. So it must be, is it X-rated?
There's a lot of growers and not showers.
A lot of girthy.
That's not air appropriate comments there.
As he just said, growers, not showers. I wonder what he's talking about.
Stop it.
This Sunday night, this is what I'm talking about, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will be live from Laughing Monk and Sunnyvale starting at 3:00. They'll have all the early games on and the beer garden. Yeah, the beer garden going to be rocking with a DJ and bartender serving gold bar whiskey specials. And if you're going to the game, are you okay over there? Jesus, get some coffee.
I think a poppy seed went down the wrong windpipe.
Oh, I hate when that happens. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 95.7thegame.com, and sign up now. That's 95.7thegame.com. All right, before we hit the break, Joe, you mentioned something you wanted to get into in regards to the wide receivers. Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, what you got?
Well, I just, like, if 2 years ago I said to you, like, wow, we have the ideal wide receiver situation. It's like, we got Debo and we got Ayuk, right? That was 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know whether, you know, the team was going to pay Ayuk. I think a lot of people wanted them to. The question was how much. You felt really good. You had Juwan as your number three. You had Ray-Ray McCloud as your number four.
Ray-Ray, special teamer.
You just felt really good about where you were as a team when it comes to wide receiver.
In
and
depth.
Then, like, you flash forward a couple of years, and it's like, dude, they're in salary cap asset hell because of – like all of the stuff that they've invested into wide receivers. Okay. We know about the dead cap hit for Debo, right?
Yep.
You basically traded him away
mm-hmm.
for a bag of chips. Now you got Marquise Siegel. We'll see if he ends up being good, but you're eating a lot of that money. And then Brandon Ayuk, you paid a ton of money. They were on the doorstep of trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We could argue, and I would listen to both sides of should they have or should they have not traded him away? If they were going to trade him, they should have done it at the draft. They didn't. So at that point, it was like, well, you better pay him, right? Because mm-hmm. if you trade, you're only getting draft picks that can't help you till next year.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up keeping him. He got off to a slow start, and the unfortunate result of him getting injured, it is no one's fault. It just sucks. Well, now you have a ton of money dumped into Brandon Ayuk. All right. Last year at the draft, when you didn't trade Brandon Ayuk and you kind of knew looking down the barrel, one of the two receivers would have to go. You took a wide receiver first overall, 20, whatever. And that is our guy, Ricky Pearsall.
Slick Rick.
Who I think we can all agree, like, if he's healthy, he can be good.
No, he's been one of the bright spots this season. They really miss him out there. They missed him last week, quite frankly.
I mean, Joe, like, he's on pace right now for playing in, like, 11, 10 games.
No.
That's not good enough.
No, it's not. And what was the conversation you had about his former college coach at Arizona State? Because remember, he transferred to Florida from Arizona State. Herm Edwards, former coach there, former NFL coach of the Jets. He said, you got to protect Ricky from Ricky because he likes to overwork and he can hurt himself doing that. And he had some hamstring problems back in college.
So I'm going to grant him a little bit of leeway because I want to see if he can get back onto the field. But they need him bad, like so bad.
Which is a good thing because there's major question marks heading into the season.
Yeah, is he even good?
Yeah.
Like, right? And I think we all know, like, oh, no, when he's out there, he's good. But he's got to get out there. You also drafted Jacob Cowing. Can't even make the field.
I honestly have even forgotten the name. It's like Jacob Cowing, like, It's crazy.
Yeah, so he can't even make the field. Then you had Juwan Jennings and the contract saga. You didn't really, budge on that. You gave him this incentive-laden deal, apparently, and the incentives, he's probably not going. He's got 130 yards right now. 130 yards. He's not hitting nothing.
Buck 30.
I know, I'm struggling
over here.
You're
getting through there.
Does
someone need to get you a pop? Do you have water over there? Just go. Hey, you want to hear from a wide receiver, Joe? One being T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday.
Sure.
He had some good thoughts on just the wide receivers in general, where we like to talk about them, because Mark Schlereth actually said something that ruffled some feathers for fans that are wide receivers. And we'll get into that as well. Mark Schlereth, former offensive lineman. T.J. Houshmandzadeh, former NFL wide receiver. But this is Hoosh talking about wide receivers and impacting games.
We get the ball as receivers 6 to 10 times a game if you're lucky. There's 60 plays a game. And so the opportunities that you have to make an impact in a game are not very high, the percentages. When you feel like you can impact a game, it bothers you when you're not given an opportunity. And I don't understand why other people on your team don't understand that. Like, if I suck or I'm not helping the team, you don't see the guys that can help the team crying for the ball. They know they're not good enough. It's the good players because they know they can help the team more than they're helping the team.
And obviously they brought him on to talk about the Juwan Jennings deal, and Juwan Jennings yelling because he feels like he can help the team right now, getting into a sideline yelling match with his head coach, Kyle Shanahan. So, as we're talking about wide receivers, Joe, you can't expect this team to go out with Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jake Tonjes, and just expect that it's just going to keep being okay.
Well,
it's not.
Look, you got away with like drafting those skill position players, and they were really prolific.
Yeah.
I just think we've reached a point with the D-line and the wide receivers. Like, we need these guys to produce, like really bad, these draft picks to produce, because you can't just keep pouring assets into it. Like, right now, you are on the hit for, if we're just looking at cash that you give to a player, okay? Cash that you give to a player in any given year. I mean, Ricky Pearsall is making, not that lot of money, but you invested a first-round pick in him.
Yep.
You don't even want to know what Brandon Ayuk's making on the disabled list right now, or whatever they call it, the injured reserve. It's not good. You also are paying Trent Taylor to not play and Jacob Cowing to not play. Like, that's not good. Juwan Jennings, he gave him an extension a couple years ago. You keep pouring assets. And then we have the guy this year in Jordan Watkins who also can't get on the field. You also signed a multi-year deal to DeMarcus Robinson. And you still had to bring in Valdes-Scantling and now Kendrick Bourne.
Well, and the guy that we all knew that needed to get paid came off a second-team All-Pro season as a pass catcher, not a wide receiver, different conversation. But George Kittle, you've only had a quarter of football, basically.
I'll throw him to the side
because
he's a tight end.
But
I'm just going wide receiver.
But I'm just saying.
First-round pick, okay? Ayuk, tons of money. Debo, you gave tons of money, and now he's gone and off the team. Jennings, you gave him the highest-paid third wide receiver contract in the league, and it's been a debacle. Like, some of this is out of their control. It's just been kind of a nightmare wide receiver is where I'm going with all this. Like a complete, utter nightmare.
The fact that Mac Jones has looked this good, given that,
I hadn't even thought of that.
Pretty incredible, Joe. Don't take my word for it. That's what Greg Cosell had to say about Mac Jones's performance last week, even with the offensive line struggles and the revolving door at wide receiver.
I think the O-line has been struggling. I don't think that's a profound, you know, I mean, in some ways it's a Captain Obvious statement. I don't think I'm telling you guys anything that fans watching don't know. You know, I think the interior three are struggling in particular. You know, Pooney did not have a good game this week. I don't think Brendel's played as well as he's had in the past. So I think ultimately it's a concern. But to going a step further, I came away from watching the offensive tape. I felt Mac Jones played a great game. You know, given the situation, given that he was under pressure quite a bit, I thought he played at a really, really high level in this game.
That was Greg Cosell on yesterday with Wheeler and Dibs. Great, not a good game. He thought Mac Jones played great. Now, great is hard to say when you have those two interceptions that he had. So that's why I think we were saying, hey, he was pretty good. But great, you lost the turnover battle, and those were killers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They just were. Flat out. So, Greg Cosell talking about that. There's more from TJ Houshmandzadeh I want to get into. Because I thought this was a funny back and forth. But before we get to what TJ said, we have to go back to what Mark Schlereth said. Will and Dibs crushing with the guests this week. I got to give him credit, man. Will and Dibs, just Schlereth, Cosell, Houshmandzadeh. Great stuff there. Mark Schlereth, Super Bowl champion, offensive lineman, Odyssey insider, does game for Fox Sports, on Willard and Dibs this week, talking about wide receivers and the drama that is Juwan Jennings and Kyle Shanahan.
Receivers are like children. You know, a lot of them, not all of them, but most of them are like the diva ones are like children. One, you're completely dependent. 10 other guys have to do their job exceptionally well for you to sniff a ball. And two, you guys whine and piss and moan if you're not fed. You're just like toddlers. And it's incredible. And like I've said this many times, if you're going to whine and piss and moan, what I would like to do is take you down to one-on-one offensive line versus defensive line and let some defensive tackles put you in a guard and let defensive tackles beat the living piss out of you so that you understand what everybody else has to do for you to sniff a football. It is the ultimate team sport. And that position, to me, is the ultimate dependent. in that team sport. We're all dependent on one another doing our jobs, but there's no position that's more dependent on everybody else doing their job than wide receiver. And the fact that you guys don't understand that blows me away. It just absolutely befuddles me.
Yeah, but listen, I hear what Mark Schlereth has to say. I want to get your retort on this too, Joe. But at the same time, I understand why wide receivers get frustrated, because their whole contracts and how they do get paid going forward, their livelihood is dependent on receiving that ball. Now, there's blocking aspects to it. There's being a good teammate. There's doing punt returns. There's doing other things. I get that. But I understand when guys are like, hey, I have an incentive-laden contract. I'm trying to, this is my livelihood. I need to produce out there. I need to get on the field, and I need to show that I can do things. Like, there is a part of me that understands the frustration that Juwan has towards Kyle. Now, is it a great look? Should he have done that? Probably not. I don't think that, like, just given where this team is at, given the look that you just lost Fred Warner, given that everyone has injuries they're dealing with. Trent Warner, Dominic Pooney, Mac Jones, everyone's dealing with stuff right now, not just you, Juwan. So I thought that was a bad look, but I understand his frustration. I do. This is their livelihood. That is how they get paid. They need to get the ball.
Okay, yeah, but it's a team sport.
It is.
You know, like, I mean, you can't say that when you have the greatest blocking tight end in the history of the organization, who also feels like, you know, we all know, like, Kittle could get targeted 130, 140, 150 times a year, and no one would have a problem with it. He's never complained about targets, ever, ever. So I think I have a hard time hearing a blocking wide receiver like Juwan Jennings complaining about, you know, touches, if that's truly what's going on here. Like,
but he also gets paid.
He also gets paid,
you just said it, as a blocking tight end in a run-first offense. He is more valuable than a wide receiver on this offense. You told me how invaluable wide receivers are for a Kyle Shanahan offense. That's why they get so frustrated, because they're trying to not just compete and show their tape for you, but for the rest of the league. You're constantly auditioning in the NFL.
So I'm not going to keep up for Jennings in this one.
You don't have to keep up. I'm keeping up for wide receivers in general. That's what I'm doing.
Well,
wide receivers, yes, they matter. And I know Mark Schlereth is going to be jaded to this, because offensive linemen don't have any stats. You don't have a stat. You just, if I don't hear your name, that means you probably had a good day.
Look, wide receivers are extremely important, but I think we have disproportionately, you know, I think we've disproportionately increased their value because of fantasy football. I'm not saying that they aren't important.
They're very important. Niner fans are learning that this season in particular as we're talking about it. Very important.
Yeah, they are, but, like, so is, like, dominating in the trenches.
Yeah.
You know, show me a Super Bowl team that, excuse me, won it all, as I'm, like, dying over here.
It's okay, you're powering through.
With a god-awful offensive line. I've seen some god-awful wide receiver cores win it all.
You don't get to the Super Bowl with a god-awful offensive
line. So, like, you know, we were having these conversations about, like, how much have they invested in the offensive line. All right? Look, there are five linemen that play on every play.
Mm-hmm.
Five. The only two wide receivers, for the most part, play in Shanahan's system on a given down, especially when you play the fullback and the tight end as much as he does. So maybe you go three wide receiver sets 40% of the time, maybe, in this offense. Ayuk, you drafted it with a first-round pick and gave him premium money. Premium money. Debo, you took in the second round and gave him premium money. Now, I'm a little less critical of that because you drafted those guys a little while ago, right? And those guys earned the money that they got. But premium money on those guys. You gave Jennings premium third wide receiver money and took him with a seventh round pick. Cowings, fifth round pick. That's not a lot of capital. But Pearsall in the first round, that's a lot of capital. A first round pick is extremely valuable, all right? You signed Kendrick Bourne. You gave DeMarcus Robinson a multi-year deal. You gave Ray McCloud a multi-year deal. And then you also drafted Jordan Watkins in the fourth round. Like, they've invested a lot into the wide receiver position. And I sit here today and I'm like, dude, why is my best wide receiver right now Kendrick Bourne, who was picked up 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? Like, that sucks. Like, it's cool that Bourne's having the impact that he's having, but they have poured a lot of resources into wide receiver, and they don't have a lot to show for it on this year's team.
So we played Mark Schlereth and how he feels about the toddlers, a.k.a. the wide receivers in the NFL. Now, a former wide receiver in the NFL played at a high level, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, on yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, reacting to that soundbite.
I'll say this. He's right, but Schlereth was a guard. He depended on a center to help him. Please believe it. Everybody on the football field needs the guy next to him playing well in order for him to do his job the best way that he possibly can. If the offensive line doesn't block, the quarterback can't do anything. The running back can't do anything. The receiver can't do anything. If the offensive line blocks and the running back misses his protection, it doesn't matter that you did a great job blocking. If protection is great, the quarterback throws a great ball and the receiver drops it, does it matter? And so football is the ultimate team game. I've played with some offensive linemen that were toddlers, but nobody talks about that. And the guys that I play with, they know who I'm talking about. I played with old linemen that were toddlers. They're crybabies, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah, I disagree. I watched the Niners fan base run Quam Harris right out of town. John Martin right out of town.
Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito.
Mike McGlinchey. Did Mike McGlinchey get picked on by Niner fans? Whether it was warranted or not, did we not criticize him?
We had a caller call in earlier saying Mike McFlinchey. So, yes. Yeah.
Which was fair. I disagree.
Wow.
I really feel like Niner fans will put the heat on anyone.
You've been telling me off air, even on air, wide receivers really get under your skin, though, too. The diva wide receiver.
Because the greatest wide receiver who ever played, like, on some level, was pretty humble, given how God-gifted he was.
He was.
So everyone is going to look, in comparison to Jerry Rice, kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Like, and look.
Doesn't make T.O. or Randy Moss not generational either, though, even though they were divas.
Sure, but T.O. fractured this fan base. There are a lot of people my age that loved him. There are a lot of older people that hated his guts. Hated his guts.
I love T.O.
I did, too.
I love the quote, too. I love me some me is an all-timer. It honestly does perfectly encapsulate the wide receiver position. But that being said, you could be a Calvin Johnson. I don't think he was a diva. Calvin Johnson, would you say? I don't even know what he said. Like, did he say anything in the NFL? Andre Johnson, another guy who was dealt a horrible hand at the quarterback position. Was it? He had Matt Schaub and David Carr. Like, come on, man. So we do like to paint it with a broad brush all the time, and I get it. I do think because we've seen the Randy Moss, Terrell Owens era, we are a little jaded when it comes to that position because two of the greatest of all time, Jerry being the greatest, were divas. So that I do
and
think
they didn't win a championship.
And didn't win a championship. Sure. Even
and
though
neither did Larry Fitzgerald.
But even though Terrell Owens with a broken leg had one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in my life.
Of course, but there is something to be said for didn't win a championship.
No. Didn't.
You know, now my counter to that would be, well, the generation just prior, Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice, you don't get to the championship without those two guys.
And was Michael Irvin what was he?
Oh, he was one of the ultimate divas, but he's also one of the great butt kickers.
Absolutely.
Butt kickers.
By the way, Sports Talk on 95.7 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
So let's use this analogy. Let's play it out. Like Juwan Jennings, right? You're talking about Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice and,
I'm talking about wide receivers.
No, but I think there's a difference. Juwan Jennings, if he thinks that he can act like a Michael Irvin, I would say to him, look, I like you, Juwan. You're a really nice player. You better start acting more like Mike Sherrard. Okay, that's a name you guys don't remember, but he was a really productive third wide receiver for the early 90s Niners. That's who you are. You're not Michael Irvin.
No, can you
take a deep breath, buddy.
Hell, can you even be a wide receiver too? Can you even be T. Higgins?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.